Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The sudden and quietly tragic and shocking passing happened Saturday, 71 years old. A couple things I want to say about this. First of all, he was a powerful figure. He was very close with Trump. Good for him. He somehow managed to get to a place where he could communicate with Trump. And that's important because very few people can in the way that we need him to. And he was an advocate for Ukraine. And for all intents and purposes was fine. He was in Ukraine over the weekend and then died. And I'm not a doctor. Obviously, I'm not going to begin to touch on that. Of an aortic dissection caused by cardiovascular disease. An aortic dissection is a tear in the main artery that carries blood to the body. There you go. I asked a bunch of doctors if he would have felt symptoms, maybe, maybe not, maybe tired, maybe not. I asked a bunch of doctors if he could have prevented this. They said, yeah, blood thinners maybe. Maybe more frequent checkups, that sort of thing here. Managing cholesterol and blood pressure. This is what happened Saturday night. Listen.
I can't respond. 7-7 response. Chest pains. South Capitol Street, Southeast. Can't respond. 7-7 response. Chest pains. South Capitol Street, Southeast. And let's respond. Medical local. 7-7 response for chest pains. South Capitol Street, Southeast.
That was Saturday night. That's fine. And he died almost instantly. There's nothing they could do. He was a very powerful man. Here's what troubles me about the world we live in. And we've seen Trump do this when people he doesn't like die. He kind of spits on their grave. And we're revolted by it, disgusted by it, and offended by it. And then we have a Republican leader die, Lindsey Graham. And the progressives step right up and make these ridiculous statements about him, derogatory, negative. And one of the more progressive leaders in Pittsburgh, who we have a good relationship, quite frankly, Barb Warwick, Pittsburgh City Council, immediately made a derogatory statement about Lindsey Graham on social media. And I find it offensive and distasteful. And I find it to be a horrible way to represent so-called leadership. There is no way you should do this when a man dies. Have some class. Have some decorum. Whether or not Barb Warwick likes him, the city council person who we've had on the show quite a bit, is irrelevant to me. Completely. But what's relevant is that she picks this time to make negative comments about Mitch McConnell and his policies. And I think in my world, can't you pick your spot? Can't you let the man rest in peace? Can't you just leave him alone while his family and his friends pay homage? I think so. I think you should. Barb posted, just a reminder of what Lindsey Graham said when talking about Israel and Gaza, that dropping nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was the right decision. History will probably forget this man, but I never will. Okay. But why now, Barb? Why now? Why pick this moment to throw dirt on a man's name and throw crap on a man's grave who just died? I find it distasteful, low class, low rent. In a prime example of progressives who believe that everything's about love and kindness and helping each other until it isn't. And then it's about hate and divisiveness. And one more thing about Lindsey Graham's death. And I know Patrick saw this. Within minutes, the conspiracy morons, the detectives with no clue, determined he was killed by Russia, determined he was killed by Israel, determined he was poisoned, spreading lies, flat-out, bald-faced lies to a public that'll latch onto any conspiracy, like the earth is flat and the moon's made of cheese. I find it distasteful, disgusting, and reprehensible, the low-class way we're handling the death of a great American, whether you like him or not, is irrelevant to me.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.